from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are out live in Las Vegas, Circa, and we are in the world's largest sports book. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
This is incredible.
Sights, sounds. There is no shortage of stimulation here at the sports book and casino.
That's Vegas, baby. Now, on our way, John Jansen was a man of his word. The flight over yesterday, you were instructed. We wanted your feedback on The Dark Knight. Because you were looking for a movie to watch for the flight here.
Right.
And you haven't seen it. It's regarded as one of the great movies. Your review?
It was an unbelievable acting performance by Heath Ledger. And it just exactly what Tom said. That was remarkable. One of the best performances I've seen. But the movie, to me, was very irritating. And I love Morgan Freeman. I think Michael Caine is great. Christian Bale, Heath Ledger. Like, the cast is great. The problem I had was I couldn't stand Batman's voice.
That's what Tom said.
Tom called that, too.
This is 100% accurate of what I thought you'd say. Now, the reason we picked Dark Knight was that you wanted to watch a movie that would take most of the flight.
I didn't say take most of the flight. You guys said it would take most of the flight, which it did, and that also irritated me.
Did I see you dozing off during it?
Oh, I did. I fell asleep. I fell asleep during Maverick in the theater. So I can sleep through just about anything, but I just wanted to watch a movie that I hadn't seen. I wanted to be entertained, and I was entertained for the first hour. And then it just drug on and on and on. And I thought, when is this movie ever going to end? I kept touching my screen, and it would be like, I'm not even halfway through this movie.
Man.
It was a painful experience. I fought my way through it. I did fall asleep from about 1:45 to maybe like 2:15 of the movie.
About a half hour in there?
Yeah, about a half hour of it. So I woke up and Batman's still fighting everybody.
Hey, now, you saw the nurse scene, though, right?
No.
When the Joker was the nurse?
No.
Oh. This guy. I mean, that's one of the best scenes of the movie. With him and Two-Face.
I got the whole Two-Face thing. I understand it's a comic
Bobby.
Book. It just, the whole Two-Face thing, like, it's just, it was just too much. it was irritating to me, and every time Batman would go from, obviously, you know, Christian Bale in civilian form to the Batman form, the voice would—it was just driving me.
I knew that.
Bonkers.
I nailed this, and I'm glad you. Are you glad you watched it just to see Heath Ledger?
Nope. Nope. It was a 100% waste of time, and I could have, like, I had downloaded all 4 seasons of Jack Ryan, which I went to after that. I started off with a little half hour of, my El Dorado, my John Wayne teaser, and then I was like, you know what, this is going to take the most of the plane ride, so I will watch The Dark Knight. And then as soon as I was done, I'm like, well, I got to at least end with something I want to watch. So I watched part of the first season of Jack Ryan on Amazon.
Jack Ryan over The Dark Knight.
That's where I'm at in my life. I just was irritated.
I'll say it. I don't think it's Christopher Nolan's best movie. And I know for a lot of people it is.
He's the guy that wrote it?
The director, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Tom, I don't know where you're at with that.
I think it is. I think, okay. And I have not seen.
Popular opinion.
I have not seen Oppenheimer. So I have to acknowledge that. I'm an Inception fan. I know some people don't like it. I don't think it was as good as that. I think The Dark Knight's the king. I mean, but is it. The thing about Dark Knight, is it Christopher Nolan or is it Heath Ledger? Heath Ledger made that movie.
That's the story of that movie, is Heath Ledger.
He's crazy.
Joker. He did a great job.
He did a tremendous job.
You want to see how I got these scars?
Yeah, no, that was awesome.
My father was a bit of a drinker.
Those were good, but yeah, that one didn't do it for me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.